NPR's business news starts with a shakeup at Groupon. The CEO of the online discount site Groupon has been pushed out from the company he founded. Andrew Mason's ouster came a day after the company reported worse-than-expected losses. NPR's Laura Seidel reports that Mason's exit is no surprise.
Groupon's stock value has been on a steady decline since its IPO in November of 2011. It's gone from $20 a share to below $5. CEO Mason was known to be a bit of an eccentric, and his last day was no exception. He posted a letter online that said, quote, "I've decided I'd like to spend more time with my family. Just kidding. I was fired today." Altimeter Group analyst Susan Ettlinger says quirkiness can be a great quality in the leader of a startup, but when it comes to running a public company, not so much.
When you're a startup founder, people expect and want a degree of inspiration. When you're the CEO of a public company, what people want is reassurance and continuity.
However, it may be hard for any new CEO of Groupon. Businesses that offered deals through Groupon discovered providing a discount to get someone in the door didn't necessarily turn them into a longtime customer.
It's giving you people who are looking for a cheaper alternative. That's not necessarily the people that you build a business on.
In his parting letter, former CEO Mason offers this wisdom: have the courage to start with the customer. But for Groupon, it's not clear if that's the people looking for the discount or the businesses offering one. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.